This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. How many pictures do you think you took over the holidays or will take on New Year's Eve? Smartphones and digital cameras have made us all photographers. They're basically routine now. But there was a time when the whole concept of digital cameras wasn't just weird, strange, and futuristic. It threatened to upend an entire industry. Here's the latest installment in our series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
My name is Steve Sasson, and I work for Eastman Kodak Company for over 35 years. I began in July of 1973. I was a junior engineer. My supervisor said, "We've got a filler job for you. There's a new type of imaging device called a charge coupled device imager. We want somebody to look at one of these and see if we can do anything useful with it." Our conversation probably lasted about 30 seconds, maybe. You know, it was nothing. The device itself is a small piece of silicon that you expose with light, and whatever sort of image or light pattern is imaged on that surface creates a corresponding charge pattern. Figured, well, if I'm going to measure how this thing does something, I sort of have to look at the output, and the best way to look at the output is to sort of capture each pixel and turn it into a number, digitize it. So then I started thinking, well, okay, really what I'm doing is capturing an image. So I was building a camera. Most of the parts I used to build it were I stole from around the factory. I couldn't go out and buy anything, you know. Digital voltmeter chips, digital tape cassette prototype box. So it looks like an Erector set with a blue box on top of it with a lens stuck on the bottom. And I would output to a television set. And we took our first full images in December of 1975. I folded the camera up and I walked down the hallway, and there was a young lab technician sitting at a teletype. Her name was Joy. So I asked her, I said, "Could I take a snapshot of you?" She said, "Sure, you know, whatever." The tape started to move, so that's how I knew I captured a picture. I popped it out of the tape player, put it into the playback system. It was quite a moment. Could this crazy thing actually work? Up popped the image. We could see her black hair and a white background, but her face was complete static, completely unrecognizable. Jim and I were overjoyed at what we saw because we knew so many reasons why you might not see anything at all. Well, Joy had followed us in. She looked at the picture and she said, "Needs work." We rewired it. It was easier to rewire it than to reprogram it, believe me. And up popped the first picture ever taken. Oh, it works. We filed for a patent, and the first patent for a digital camera was granted in 1978. U.S. Patent 5016107. We started to show it to people at Kodak, and then it became more interesting. I thought they'd spend all their time asking me, how did I get this to work? They didn't ask me any of the hows, they asked me why. Why would anybody want to do this? Very few people ever managed to successfully commercialize photographic film. Very difficult stuff to make. And once you've made that investment, the profit was considerable. So they ask you, show me the money, right? It was a pretty hard sell. I wrote a technical report largely describing the technology that went into it and how it worked. But because of all of the challenges I got for the many meetings throughout 1976, I did write a paragraph in there about where I think this is going to go. It's called The Camera of the Future. The camera described in this report represents a first attempt at demonstrating a photographic system which may, with improvements in technology, substantially impact the way pictures will be taken in the future. The picture, existing in electronic form, could be sent over conventional communication channels with little or no modification. I was not allowed to say anything publicly about any of this work for 25 years. I kept the camera, and as I moved from office to office throughout my career, sometimes I'd forget it, and so I put, "Please return to Steve Sasson," on a poster on the back of it. Now the camera's in the Smithsonian. If you look on the back, you'll see that little sticker.
Kodak was so worried digital technology would destroy its film business, it sat on Sasson's invention far too long, and that ultimately did destroy the company. Sasson never got rich off his work, but he didn't go unrewarded. In 2010, President Obama gave him the National Medal of Science, Technology, and Innovation.